friends. If we look out over the world in the past, also the world in the present, if we look at the history of human civilization, we see that there have been, that there are, various systems of culture. We see that there have been, that there are various spiritual traditions, not only of the East, but also of the West. And if we look at these different spiritual traditions, if we study them, if we examine them, if we try to penetrate deeply into them and really understand them, we shall find in due course that each and every one of these spiritual traditions of humanity has its own characteristic, its own distinctive values, its own characteristic and distinctive ideals. These may be implicit, or they may be explicit. They may, as it were, lie on the surface, be obvious almost to the first glance, or they may take quite a deal of detection and analysis before one can realize them and apprehend them thoroughly and properly. Just to take one or two examples, if we go back to ancient Greece, if we go back to the great historian Herodotus, we shall find Herodotus writing about the culture of the then contemporary Persians. Persian civilization, Persian culture was very different from that of ancient Greece. And Herodotus, speaking about Persian culture, speaking about its ideals, speaking about its principal values, says that the Persians value, the Persians teach just two things. And by Persian standards of those days, if you know, if you practice these two things, then you're a cultured person. You fulfill the Persian, the ancient Persian cultural ideal. So what were these two things which constituted culture for the ancient Persian? The first was to speak the truth. The ancient Persians attached very great value indeed to truthfulness. It was a prime, it was a principal value with them. If you deviated even by a hair's breadth from the truth, you were not a cultured person, you were hardly human. And what was the second thing that the ancient Persians taught? It was to shoot straight with a bow and arrow. If you could do that also, you were a truly cultured person, otherwise not. So these were the principal values. These were the ideals, if you like, according to Herodotus' estimation of the ancient Persians. To speak the truth and to shoot straight with a bow and an arrow. Didn't matter whether you hit anything, killed anything, but to shoot straight. And then suppose we take a comparatively more modern example. Suppose we turn to a very important spiritual tradition, especially important in the Middle East. Suppose we turn to the great religion of Islam, which we often call Mohammedanism. Suppose we turn to that. What is the highest value, in one word, of Islam? What's their highest ideal? Well, this question is quite a simple one, quite an easy one to answer. According to the Islamic tradition, the highest spiritual value is submission. Submission, that is, to the will of God, Allah. And the word Islam itself means submission. A Muslim is one who submits, who accepts the will of God as supreme in all things. All right, suppose we pass now from these examples of the ancient Persians and of the ancient and modern Muslims. Suppose we pass now to Buddhism, to the Buddhist spiritual tradition. Here we find three great ideals, three great characteristic values. These are, first of all, the value or the ideal of enlightenment, spiritual enlightenment. In other words, the ideal of the perfectly developed human being. Secondly, we find the ideal, the value of the way, the path to enlightenment. And by the way or the path to enlightenment, we mean the sum total of all those principles, all those practices, all those teachings that help the individual human being in the course of his or her quest for spiritual perfection. And thirdly, the third ideal, the third value, is that of what we may describe as fellowship in pursuing the way to enlightenment. And by this we mean deriving encouragement, deriving even help, deriving certainly inspiration, stimulus from other individuals who also, like ourselves, are trying to perfect themselves, trying to follow the way, trying to gain enlightenment. So these are the three supreme values, the three great ideals of the Buddhist spiritual tradition. Enlightenment, way to enlightenment, fellowship in the way to enlightenment. And they're embodied in traditional terms in the Buddha, who embodies the ideal of enlightenment, the word Buddha meaning the enlightened one, humanity perfected, or what we also call the new man. He embodies the ideal of enlightenment. And then secondly, there is the Dharma, the truth, if you like, the norm, if you like, the doctrine or the teaching of the Buddha. This embodies the way. And then thirdly, there's the Sangha, the spiritual community of those who follow the way and study and practice the teaching. The Sangha, the spiritual community, embodies the fellowship of those treading the way. Now these three, the Buddha, the enlightened one, the Dharma, the teaching, and the Sangha, the spiritual community, these are known in traditional Buddhist terms as the three jewels. They're also known as the three refuges, sometimes known as the triple gem, or even in Chinese as the three treasures. And they, between them, jointly represent the highest values of Buddhism, its highest ideals. And however much Buddhism developed over the centuries, however widely it spread, however richly it developed in various ways, in various directions, we may say that everything in Buddhism sooner or later comes back to one or another of these three, or to all of them jointly, to the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Sangha. So that we can say that what is not connected with the Buddha, or the Dharma, or the Sangha, has no connection really with Buddhism at all.